Rahimi and Harris. Middays 10 a.m. to 2 on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score.
All right, so the reason we are playing this music is that we are awaiting a Bears hit from Chris Emma because Bears practice just wrapped up, the all-important joint practice at Halas Hall. This is Rahimi and Harris with Mark Brody in for Marshall on 670 The Score. So let's do the play in three acts. I feel like the updates on social media I got were as follows. Number one, Caleb Williams is with us in the neighborhood of 1 o'clock. You won't want to miss that. We've got to ask him about this practice because we know he's not playing on Sunday. Now, we heard that the first pass he threw was a pick. I don't necessarily mind it. That's the whole point of trying to get better. That's how I feel. We also heard that there have been some fights, and you would traditionally expect those to be between the Bears and their opponent, which in this case is the Dolphins, but apparently the Dolphins decided to fight the Dolphins. So get in the opponent's head. You know, if that's the way you got to do it, I feel like that was a compelling detail that we saw out of Halas Hall today.
The coaches, no, that's not what this was about.
Yes. And I say, you know what? If you can make other people do the work for you, then that's fantastic.
How'd you like my coach voice there, by the way?
Yeah, I did.
No.
Are you impersonating a coach in particular?
No. That's just all coaches when they get really rattled. That could be a basket. No.
Jermaine Effetti had a holding call. Why do I feel like this is 2021? But no, in this case, we were talking about Jermaine Effetti, the Dolphin.
Man. Speaking of Juan Castillo, he said that Jermaine Effetti was going to be an all-pro. Jermaine Effetti, really nice guy. Just never became what a lot of people thought he would become.
Now we have an all-pro offensive lineman on the Bears.
What?
Oh, that's how do you like that?
The highest rated Madden guy in Joe Tooney, 93.
Joe Tooney.
Joe Tooney.
We also have a couple of updates regarding some injuries. Now, I've gotten some several scattered reports regarding Andrew Billings.
Looks like he's okay.
Okay, because that was the part that I was a little concerned about. If we have an unhealthy Andrew Billings, I might short circuit.
Here's what happened. He gently, according to Brad Biggs, limped off the field after an inside run, left leg, and then he, just a short while later, Billings back in action, a snap after Tyreek Stevenson tipped a Tua pass to Kevin Byard for an interception. Byard had an interception.
Let's go.
Emma.
Let's go. Chris Emma is here. Chris, what can you tell us about Bears practice today?
Just wrapped up with over 2 hours on fields 3 and 4 here at Halas Hall. A very strong showing for the defense. The defense balled out today. They were aggressive. They played with energy. They were taking the football away. Up and out for the offense, as you'd imagine. Some good moments for Caleb Williams in sync with targets like Colson Loveland, Olamide Zaccheaus as well. Some misses here and there, some procedural stuff that we've seen throughout camp. But I'd say it was a good day for the Bears overall.
That's good to know because I think some of the reports we got as far as the Bears ones were concerned in this very important joint practice, how the offense wasn't as fruitful as we thought. We got reports of an interception. We got reports of them not making it into the end zone. What can you tell us about how their day was overall?
I mean, there was good and there was bad. It's what we've seen throughout. There was a play early on where Caleb hit Olamide Zaccheaus on a quick little route where the defender was kind of creeping in. It was a great anticipation throw by Williams. Got his wide out open and in a position where he could beat the defenders down the field. Couple big plays for Colson Loveland, including a play over 50 yards. Crowd was into that, as you can imagine. There was the pick. There was a couple moments, some plays that were holding on to the ball too long, sacks, that kind of thing. But there were some positives to take away, and I think they had an okay day. It was better than we've seen in some of these days out here in practice before. A lot to improve, I think, was what you expected offensively.
I love that. So that the play to Colson Loveland, that was from Caleb, Chris, just to verify?
Yes, there's a couple later. He had the last play of practice, which I believe might have been a sack, but it was a Case Keenum to Colson Loveland finish for a touchdown.
God, man.
That was how it ended. Colson had some moments. I talked about it on the show yesterday. He's just impressed me every day out here. He looks so natural, so smooth. You can be really bullish on this kid.
He looks different. He looks different. I saw him once full speed, man. And I am not typically prone, I think people know, to hyperbole about young players. But Layla, he just looks different in just the way he moves, the build. Like, you see it all. It's like, you know, the one thing, Chris, that came up yesterday, a couple texters after we talked about him yesterday and Colston Loveland and how good he is, people were asking about his blocking. It's pretty difficult to tell some of that stuff early on with tight ends, but have you noticed anything as far as his blocking is concerned?
Not really, not yet. We've not seen enough in full pads and full contact. I don't think they didn't bring him in to be a blocker. Like, you got blockers on this group.
Right.
He's going to play a role. He's going to certainly be a blocker at times. But, like, what stands out to me is just the playmaking, the separation ability. He's just so natural and smooth with everything he does. And you saw today against a new opponent and against defenders of a pretty solid defense from Miami. Like, Colston Loveland was noticeable once again. You just notice him every day out here.
Oh, that's a high compliment from you, Chris Emma. Chris Emma is joining us from Bears practice on the Circa Resort and Casino Hotline, CircaLasVegas.com. I know you said it was a good day for defense. How can you expand on what you saw to the defense and the progress against the Dolphins?
Several big plays. Kevin Byard had a diving pick on one play. Jaquan Brisker took one in as well. Now, the Dolphins were without Tyreek Hill today. Jalen Waddle went down later on in practice. So they didn't have their top group out there throughout practice, but don't take that away from the defense. The defense was playing with fire. Tremaine Edmonds got one late in a red zone drill where he just kind of jumped around at the goal line and took it back. It was a really strong showing with the takeaways. They were playing with energy. You could hear them throughout encouraging each other on. Like, this is a group that was hungry on Tuesday when they went full contact, full speed against each other. They wanted to prove a point. They really wanted to prove a point today against the team in green out there. They wanted to show those guys up today, and they did that.
Were there any sacks that you were able to decipher? And I know that can be difficult.
On the offense
for the Bears, you're talking about what a great day was for the Bears defense. We know they need to get to the quarterback. Did the Bears have any sacks? I guess I should ask it a little bit better.
Yeah, I mean, they were pressuring. I'll tell you this from my vantage point. It was hard to see. And they were not going full contact today. They were very quick whistles. They were loud whistles trying to keep skirmishes from happening and that kind of thing. So they blew plays dead pretty quickly. The Bears did get home on a few plays. Andrew Billings limped off with an apparent injury. Did not seem serious. He was on the sidelines later on, so I wouldn't be too concerned about that. Grody, no, it's August 8th now, so we still got a month till the season starts. But
I was
corrected on that
me.
One yesterday, but it was August 7th. But it seems like
birthday,
he's okay. Darnell Wright, we talked about yesterday, leaving the field. He was back out there today working with the ones. And one other note, jumping in at left tackle was a name I had not seen out there yet. Theo Benedict, the second-year player, the Canadian Eagle who became a Hard Knocks legend last year, he was working with the ones a little bit today. Karan Amagaji's not out there, so I'm curious as to whether Benedict's a part of that mix or not, or they just wanted to get him some reps. But that caught my attention today.
The Canadian Eagle?
Why you got a problem with the Canadians?
I like the nickname.
He is the Eagle. By the way, Chris, everybody here says happy birthday to you, so have a great day, pal.
Happy birthday, Mike.
That was Chris Emma.
What
joining
happened to
us
him?
From Bears camp.
Did we lose him?
He was so offended. No, he just dropped. I don't know.
Happy
yeah, something
birthday.
Happened there, because normally he would know to reply to me when I said the Canadian Eagle.
I know. That's why I jumped in.
That was the most haphazard Bears hit. The wind is howling. Like, you could hear it in the
wind's
background.
Whipping around. Emma got blown away. Do you think he got blown away? Maybe the tractors were coming for him like they come for me out at the hall.
Happy birthday, Mike. The amount of
hell that reporters have given Chris Emma at Halas Hall now, for what I count, is 9 years ever since I have gone to Halas.
Oh, you don't think I've taken a lot of hell through the years?
But the way they mess with Emma.
Yeah,
man,
he's fun to mess with.